Now, do you even lift? Well, Stephanie Lara has lifted her way into the Australian record books. On August 4th, she performed a deadlift of 190 kilograms at the Australian Junior Championships in Melbourne to break the Australian record in the junior class. She's an absolute powerhouse woman and she joins us in the studio now. Steph, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Hey, Tess, thanks for having me.
So could you tell us a little bit about how you got involved in powerlifting?
I think powerlifting for me was a supernatural progression. I've always been like into athletics, always doing heaps of sport. A couple of years ago, I actually dislocated my shoulder in soccer.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was not a good time. And I was a goalkeeper and I played quite competitively in that. And as part of my rehab, I needed to get into strength sports and developing back to my strength. And then I just, once I hit that peak, I wanted to test even more. And I felt like powerlifting was a really good progression from that.
Yeah. And so what is it about powerlifting that kept you there, that you love?
I think powerlifting has a community of people that is so supportive and unlike any other sport I've been a part of. So I've played soccer, I've done swimming, I've done basketball, I've done a lot, you know. And powerlifting is all for the individual and the individual merit and the hard work and dedication that goes into it. So the amount of work you put in, you get out. So it's a super rewarding process. And I think when you're in an individual sport, people understand the sacrifices and the dedication you put in on a really personal level. So being amongst people who resonate with you, who want the best for you, is really powerful.
And yeah. So talk us through the Melbourne Championships where you broke the record. That's amazing.
Thanks. Yeah, it's something I've been working towards with my coach, Matt Bartholomew, for since the beginning of the year, you know. I think it was quite scary for me. Obviously, I've never been in that like high competitive environment before for powerlifting. So I didn't really know what to expect. And I came out of that experience really humbled and really taken aback by how supportive it was. Like the girls that I was competing against, if you want to say that, were super supportive. Everyone was really encouraging, hugging, like, you got this. Like even after I lifted and I beat my friend Mia by 2.5 kilos, she came and was the first person who gave me a really big hug and said, like, you did so well. And I mean, it's no doubt to me or to the people that know me that deadlifts is my favorite lift, and to have been able to execute that perfectly or to my standard was really rewarding for the training that was put in.
Yeah, massive congrats.
Thanks.
What did it feel like when you realized that you'd broken the record?
I kind of went into that, for me, it wasn't so much breaking a record, it was for me having a really good day. So when you put so much work into lifting or into your craft, let's call it, you really want to see the fruits of that. So when you work in training 5 days a week for like hours on end for months and months, you really want to feel like that hard work's paid off. And in that moment, it just felt like a release of energy, almost like of satisfaction of like, wow, you actually did it. Like powerlifting is such a mental and emotional sport. It's not just a physical strength sport. How you think about it, how you think about yourself and your confidence and how you approach the bar is really important. And the first thing, like I said to myself after I lifted, is like, I told you so. Like, you had this, you know? Like, what was all that like stress and worry about? Like, you've trained it for this. This was your moment and you deserve it. Yeah.
And just before I let you go, Steph, yep. Looking forward to the future.
Yes.
Do we have anything else you've got your eye on so far?
For powerlifting?
For powerlifting or in general.
Oh, well, I guess in relation to powerlifting, I was fortunate enough to be offered a spot at Open Nationals, which is not just for juniors. So I'll be competing again in 8-9 weeks back
wow.
in Melbourne. So yeah, that's going to be a really great life experience for me. And being amongst the best is going to be super, like, for personal development and athlete development, in like an invaluable experience that I can't wait to be a part of.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait.
Thanks so much for swinging by.
Thank you for having me.
That was Australian deadlift record holder Stephanie Lara joining us in the studio, having a bit of a chat about her record-breaking lift and what else she's got planned for the future.